we all have those days when we just feel tired. It's so hard to motivate ourselves to do anything. We just, I don't know, we're just like having one of those days where everything kind of triggers us, puts us in a bad mood, or those days at the gym where you just feel like you have no energy. Like, you know you ate food, you know you have something in your system, but why am I so tired? Why don't I feel like doing anything? Those are the days that I like to access what I call my archive of pain. And I'm pretty sure somebody else has thought of this before, I don't know, but I haven't heard it anywhere else. I just thought of it, but yeah, I'm sure it's already out there. But on these days where I'm having a hard time pushing myself, because I know at the end of the day I'll get home, and when I'm reflecting on my day, I'll kind of regret, like, man, you could have just pushed yourself a little bit harder, either here or during your workout or at work or when you were just with your mom. You know, you could have been in a better mood, you could have been nicer, you could have been more helpful, blah, 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 you know, whatever. So instead of letting it get to the end of the day when you're reflecting on your day and then you feel bad because you know you could have given it more, instead, in the moment, you just recognize, like, man, I'm like this low energy, like, this isn't me, or this person that's in a bad mood, or this person that's like grumpy, that's not me. So I'm gonna access the pain archives, the archives of memories, of things that made me, you know, like things that for some reason someone said to you, someone did to you, and it's stuck in your mind. It just left a scratch on your heart. And no matter how much you want to let it go, you can't, because it changed you as a person, it hurt you. That's what you need to access when you just feel unmotivated about anything. Just access that memory and let that fuel you. Like, oh yeah, I remember what that person said to me. That person made me feel like a fucking loser. Hell no, I'm not a fucking loser. Like, I'm gonna use that memory now to push myself out of this little rut that I'm in for the day, or I'm gonna use it as, you know, as fuel, as what I don't want to be. Like, that person made me feel like a dumbass, like an asshole, and that's not who I want to be. Like, that's not the person I am. So I'm gonna apply it to the situation I'm in now, and I'm going to put myself in a better mood. I'm going to put my better foot forward. I'm not going to let this low energy that I'm feeling today, you know, totally make me ruin whatever experience that I'm having. Like, yeah, I might not have as good of a workout as I would on a good day, or I might not have as good of a time with my mom or whoever's annoying me. But at least I'm more conscious of it with that memory in my head of how that person made me feel in a time that I did act incorrectly, or in a time that I was misjudged. And I don't want, like, we all, I guess, I mean, we're all going to have those days. I'm not saying you're a bad person if you go to the gym and then you realize, man, I have no energy, and you just leave. Like, that's totally fine. Like, sometimes that's what you need to do. But just a little tool that I like to use when I'm doing a new workout, or I'm starting up my cardio again, and, you know, those first couple days of a new program or anything, or a new diet, it's so hard, but you gotta access those painful memories. And I swear it helps me every time. It just gives me that little kick of, oh yeah, I do have some energy in me. Like, I have that pain that I felt, I still feel it. Just sometimes thinking back on certain memories makes me feel emotions and makes me feel the energy that I felt as if I was in that moment once again. So yeah, just a quick tip for anyone out there on a rough day, try it out. and hopefully it helps you.